Time to look through the window of baseball with our good friend Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle, brought to you by Marvin Windows and Doors and Truitt and White, the professional builder's choice, new showroom down in Monterey. Bruce, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Well, pretty good. Why don't you describe the game last night? You've seen a lot of baseball. What is going on?
Well, the way Colon was pitching, the Buster Posey had the terrible at-bats with the bases loaded, and Contos walks the leadoff guy in four pitches. I'm just sitting there going, well, this just isn't happening. I mean, which would be perfectly fine. You know, every team's, do a stinker every now and then. And then, Pagan totally hustles out that third strike to get to first. I mean, that was so big, and he beat it by just an eyelash. And, the Pence taking third, great base running there. And it was just, and then for Morris to win it all, I mean, this is the guy, I always love the dugout shots of him, just completely savoring everything about this team, how much fun they are, how clutch they are. And then for him to get that hit that ended it, I mean, it's storybook time. You were talking to Ann about, magical stuff. It's not really that magical. I mean, magical is Hurricane Hazel in 1957. A guy comes out of nowhere and hits 400 down the stretch. Or Dick Nen hit a home run for the Dodgers way back then. Nobody ever heard of the guy.
That's true.
But these are guys just doing what they're supposed to do. They're playing the game right, and it's just fabulous to watch.
Dick Nen, the father of Rob Nen, a big home run in extra innings against the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, I still remember listening to Vin Scully's call in my living room that night.
All right, here's Eddie Montague's coming in here for he's gonna clear up the controversy about a seagull getting hit by the ball.
Yeah.
Foul ball. That's a pun. He's saying foul ball. FOWL.
Balls in play.
All right. Obviously, he's a comedian. We got comedians here now.
He's a funny man.
Hey, Bruce, what came up for me last night was the amazing Mets, the way they kicked the ball around, running the bases. This was 1962, 3-4 all over again, and that's how they got the nickname, the Amazing Mets.
Amazingly bad. that's not a good team. And, the Giants really ought to sweep this team, and they're, on the verge of doing it if they can get by Wheeler today. But, they're in such a bleak period, and they've been in one for quite a while. It's going to be pitching, their young pitching, that gets them out of it if they ever do. With Harvey coming back and Wheeler and the kid Syndergaard coming up, but that's a ways off. For right now, they're a team to be had.
Well, Eddie Montague is putting on the headset, Bruce, as we're talking to you. The play at the when the catcher dropped the ball last night, it was a wild pitch. And then couldn't get the play at first. This was A.J. Pierzynski. Remember that with the White Sox against the Angels? And that sort of led to replay. But you don't see those plays in baseball that often. Eddie, I'll start with you. Catcher drops a third strike and doesn't get the play at first, and all of a sudden the game turns around.
It was unbelievable last night, I mean, especially because that ball didn't get far from the catcher, But at the Pierzynski deal, I remember Doug Eddings had the plate in that thing. And that was kind of a typical Pierzynski play.
Yeah, but replay, probably would have turned that one around.
Absolutely.
If it's a weird play you've never seen in a while, probably Pierzynski is going to be in the middle of it.
Yeah, you got that right, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce, I want to ask you about Angel Pagan real quick, because we've been having a lot of fun with him, and there's so many personalities on this ball club, whether it's Hunter Pence or Mike Morse, who's, he's got a little Pat Burrell in him, minus the mask and all, right? But Pagan, what do you think turned his career around? I mean, I know he hit 306 in a couple of years ago for the Mets, but can you point to one thing? Is it Bochy's influence? Is it being a full-time starter? What do you see with Angel Pagan?
I think two things. I think the maturity was one thing. When he came up with the Mets, he was known as a real sort of scattershot, reckless player, weak on the fundamentals, couldn't rely on him. A lot of talent, but they eventually gave up on him. He matured a great deal. I think being the captain of the Puerto Rican team in the World Baseball Classic was huge for him. They went all the way to the finals. And then finally, hooking up with a winner, a winning atmosphere, just brought out the best in him, and he just gets better. I mean, he's right now, you talk about, Billy Hamilton and Dee Gordon and these guys who ignite things at the top of the lineup, but I mean, Pagan is the man right now when it comes to that. He with the team playing so well, and he's just relentless. And there's certainly no I'm sure the Mets, the scouts who were so down on him, years ago are sort of marveling at what he's become.
Yeah, boy, he's in the right place at the right time, and he knows it, too, I'll tell you that.
Yep.
Bruce Jenkins with us from the Chronicle. Eddie Montague as well, our wonderful National League umpire and the supervisor of umpires. Now, boy, you look good, I'll tell you. This agreeing with you.
Well, I'm not taking any more foul tips to the head, so.
Very good. Hey, Bruce and Eddie, I played a memory of the game this morning with Don Zimmer.
That was great.
I just want Eddie to ask you first your recollections of Don Zimmer, 65 years in baseball. Then, Bruce, you can chime in as well.
Well, Don was Mr. Baseball. I mean, Don was a wonderful guy. I remember having a couple of go-rounds with him on the field. I mean, Popeye. I mean, he was tough, but such a great guy. And you know, when he got with Tampa and was with Boston, I would always make a point to make sure I went and saw him for one game just to say hello. That's how much I admired the guy. And in 1988, I'm here working the Giants-Cubs game, and Don's managing, and 4th of July, and it was a sad deal. Lee Wire, my partner of 13 years, came down the house for barbecue, and he ended up dying, had a massive heart attack at my house.
Yeah.
And I remember it being at the hospital 2:30, 3 in the morning, and having to come to work the next day because they didn't believe in saying any grievance or whatever. And it was one of the hardest things I ever had to do was walk on the baseball field. And I remember coming up to home plate, and they flashed Lee Wire's picture on the screen, and my knees buckled. And I just remember Zim grabbing me. You know, he was just strong and just, and you know, wow, just kind of consoled me. And, you know, it's a baseball family.
Yeah.
You know, whether we're screaming at him or fighting on the field, or it's a baseball family. And Don was, he'll be truly missed. I talked to Bruce Fleming, was at the memorial yesterday, and said it was wonderful.
Wow. Well, Bruce, go ahead.
Well, that story Eddie just told tells you more than you'll ever get from the stat sheets on Don Zimmer. And I talked to Mike Kruko for a Saturday column about what he meant to Kruko in the 1 year he was on the Giants coaching staff in 87, his incredible baseball knowledge and you know, how we sort of would get on Kruko all season, you know, kind of kick him in gear. But, you know, for me personally, when the Dodgers moved west in 58, Zimmer was the bridge at shortstop between Pee Wee Reese and Maury Wills, as you look back on it. And he was a heck of a player in 58. He played in the 59 World Series. And, of course, he'd been on the 55 Dodgers that won it all and finally got past the Yankees. And, you know, he was on the 62 Mets as well. I mean, this guy's he's like the history of baseball. He made a couple All-Star games. He was a manager of the year for the Cubs in 89. And I'll tell you, just there's no way you can describe what he meant or what he did in the game in a short time. But I'll tell you, Eddie, that story cuts right to the heart of it.
Boy, and he also played for the old Washington Senators. You know, he played for them as well. He said the worst team he ever played for. But the one story about Zimmer, and Marty Noble wrote about it the other day, and I didn't remember this. You know, the great Sandy Amrose catch, Bruce, in left field.
Yeah.
In the 55 World Series for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Berra slices one down the left field line. And, of course, Amoros has just been put in the game that inning. And, of course, they're playing Berra towards center field. He's a left-handed hitter. Amoros comes over because he's a left-handed player. He catches it in the glove hand, you know, which is on his right hand at that point. And I didn't realize that Zimmer had been playing left field and was taken out that inning. Junior
yes.
Gilliam went to second, and Amoros went to left field, and the Dodgers probably don't win the World Series, but for Don Zimmer coming out of the game.
Unbelievable. I did read that. Was a great story by Marty Noble. But, yeah, you kind of had to be a left-handed guy with that outstretched glove, you know, racing to your right, and he picked that ball off just in time. And, yeah, that's amazing. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more stories about Zimmer being here and there when this and that happened. And, I mean, to me, the whole, like, Pedro Martinez incident, that's I wouldn't even mention that if I was writing a big piece about him. I know that embarrassed the heck out of him, but he was part of so many things. It's just amazing.
Well, hey, Bruce and Eddie, before we let you go, Moises Alou is going to be joining us here on the patio in a little while. He's on his way, as I'm told.
It's one of the reasons I stopped by just to see Mo.
Tell me about him as a player.
Well, a great ball player. I mean, I loved his dad, and when he came and was with Montreal, one of the things I do remember about Mo is I think it was his first year, I punched him out three times on strikes, but it was from first base.
Oh, no.
On three check swings. Now, the home plate umpire was Paul Schreiber, and Paul Schreiber And Paul Schreiber played.
Is he going to remember this?
Hey, Mo, now that you're walking in, you're going to remember this.
What's up, buddy?
We're talking about a Montreal. And I said I punched Mo out three times on strikes. But it was from first base.
That's beautiful.
If you remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The home plate umpire was Paul Schreiber.
Do you remember that, Mo? Grab the mic.
And Mo and Paul played together at Kenyatta. And I told Paul after the game, I said, if you're going to give me all the check swings on Mo throughout Mo's career, we're going to have a problem here.
Mo, Moises Alou joins us fans right here. That's it. Very nice.
Thank you very much. Well, quite an honor being next to this man sitting right here.
Well, Eddie just told
me. Me and Eddie never argue about. Maybe you threw me off, maybe once, but we never got mad at each other. No, I died.
Well, he says he punched you out three times from first base on check swings.
I'm sorry?
First base. I punched you out three times from first base.
Oh, no.
Ah, you got to see.
No, he's denying it.
Paul Schreiber had the plate.
This is good. Eddie's getting hot.
Teammates at Kenyatta.
All right, you're getting hot. This is good, Eddie.
And I said, Paul, you can't be doing that.
I understand. Yeah. Eddie's getting red in the face. This is good.
Paul was just bitter because he hit 220 in Kenyatta.
He threw Moises out of the public house.
That's right.
Yeah. Go ahead, Eddie. Put it back on. We'll get to Mo in just a second. Okay. Bruce, your recollections of Moises Alou, Bruce Jenkins.
Well, I watched his dad play quite a bit, and I always thought, you know, Felipe, as a player and as a man, was distinguished, which is a nice word to be associated with somebody. And I thought Moises was exactly that, like that. He had character and dignity, and you know, in his time, it's not easy to be the son of a great player. I mean, you know, Griffey and Bonds were around, but you know, this man carried himself. With a great deal of character and had a fantastic career. You look at the numbers and you realize how good it was.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's nice to see him around the park today.
Bruce, thank you so much. Eddie, thank you so much. And last words, Eddie?
Well, it was fun. It was growing up and watching. Felipe was one of my favorite players. And then when you had Matty and Jose out there, I mean, it was unbelievable with all three of them in the outfield at one time.
Now, I want you to let him know that was a strike.
Huh?
You're going to let him know that was a strike?
Oh, the check swings? Oh, if he hit the ball, it would have went out of the ballpark.
Very good.
Like a lot of them did.
All right. Bruce, thank you so much.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks, guys. Have fun today.
All right, Eddie, thank you so much. Let's take a break. We'll be back with Moises Alou right here, right after this on the Sports Leader.